Fear the fear. We should not be afraid of anything except fear. We need to fear the fear itself, because fear is a very, very dangerous disease. It starts in the mind and spreads throughout the body, in each and every cell of the body. We could see people, when they are afraid, struggle to speak, perspire, and trembling. To remove this fear from our mind, we have to analyze the causes, reasons for this fear. It would have been started from the very young age in our childhood. Usually darkness would have created this uncomfortable feeling in the mind. Having experienced that feeling of fear, it would have become very easy for the mind to replicate it in unknown situations. A candle of light would remove the entire blackness of darkness. Like that, a candle of analysis and confidence would remove the feeling of fear in all situations. Now we are seeing the fear of coronavirus that is engulfing the entire world. An analysis would reveal that precautionary steps like frequent washing of hands, covering the mouth and the nose, avoiding crowds, etc., would curtail the spread of this disease. That doesn't mean that we have to exhaust one full soap bar on a single day for hand wash, and store lots and lots of face masks, and avoid attending even important functions. No. We have to take adequate precautionary steps and get away with this fear. This fear is more dangerous than the virus itself. We need to nip it in the bud, or else it will grow large and spoil our life itself. There are a variety of fears like public speaking, exam failures, strangers' interaction, hillside travel, etc., etc. If we calmly sit and analyze each one of these fears, we would be able to realize that they are all nothing but simple manifestations of our mind. Mind is the powerful instrument in our hand, which, if we use properly, would bring out melodious voice or else ferocious noise. Which would you choose, voice or noise? It is up to you to conquer the fear and enjoy the peace. All the best. Thank you.